A high school principal is questioning what the consequences might be for schools which don't enforce the student cell phone ban. The ban officially came into effect around the motu yesterday, mandating schools to ensure students don't use or access a phone during class time, lunchtime and breaks. The Minister of Education, Erica Stanford, is warning any school that doesn't comply can expect a visit from the Education Review Office.
The same with anything else. If they are not abiding by the ban, then ERA will visit them and help them to work through what their issues are and probably provide them with some research. There's robust evidence on the impact of smartphone bans on student outcomes.
Many schools began phasing in the ban last term in readiness, but for students and staff at Huntly College in Waikato, yesterday was the first day. Its principal, Rachel Parker, says the school is fully complying with the ban but will review it if it's not working.
Phones are away from the hours of 9:20 to 3 o'clock, which are our school hours, that's including breaks. And we feel that we've got a robust management plan to support what the government has mandated. And our whānau know, what was really good on our part was we created a parody to the Blue-Eyed Māori song by Corella. We called it the He Banned All Cell Phones, and it was a way to make sure that we can let our whānau know that this is the approach and everyone was informed. So I do feel that we've got support from our whānau if things start to escalate.
I'm curious about the breaks and lunchtimes, etc. You've got teachers patrolling, but how much extra mahi is it to be out there telling kids to get off their phones?
Good point. Yes, it will cause some concern, and I think defiance, the students defiantly not listening to the teacher when asked to hand in their phone, and that starts to be it starts to escalate things in terms of getting into confrontation. So I know that when those certain situations start to happen, that's when it's actually going to be quite hard to enforce this ban. And
so is it going to be worth it, do you think, to enforce this at lunch and morning tea time for the sake of your teacher's emotional energy?
Yeah, hey, good question. Is it worth it? Personally, I don't think it's worth it, but in saying that, how amazing might it be now having kids actually having conversations face-to-face rather than playing games on their phones or, for our neurodiverse students who are, that's their comfort zone, to be able to. We only have 2 30-minute breaks in our school day, so that is the flip side of not using phones during breaks. But then I understand your question around the it is going to consume a lot of energy, and is it worth that when teachers' core business is teaching and learning in the classroom?
Sorry, just to be clear, you are enforcing the cell phone ban at break times?
We are, yes.
What do you think of the minister's comments about schools that don't fully enforce the rules, that they'll get a visit from ERO? Is it kind of like the defiance is just going up the chain a little bit?
I definitely think the defiance is going up the chain, and one of my questions to that approach is, so now what? ERO are informed about a school that's not adhering to the mandate as law. Does that school, do they close down for a day? Like, what's the repercussions of that? I'm curious to know about what the next step is once ERO's been informed of a particular school that is not following up on the mandated cell phone ban.
They might take your cell phone off you.
Well, the thing I've already said to my staff and to my community is, if it's one rule for one, it's one rule for all. So staff have been explicitly told that you are not to have your phones in sight while you're walking around at break times, because how is that okay having students not use their phone and teachers are on theirs? So teachers have been asked to keep their phone away, including me.
Would it be fair to say that while you are going to enforce this ban at break times, that you don't necessarily think it's worth it if it doesn't work so well?
Oh, absolutely. Like, there'll be a time of a review and a time of, considering what might be our next steps if it starts to become too onerous. But I think, given it's day two today and sounding out my principal colleagues around how they are navigating through this space as well, I do understand a lot of the principals that I work closely alongside have already had an existing policy in place. We're probably one of very few schools that started yesterday. It's going to be an interesting space to look out for, actually.
That is Rachel Parker, the principal of Huntley College in Waikato, talking about the school ban, day two of no phones in schools.